on the 7th of February, my brother was arrested in County Waterford. He had a row and the Gardaí were called and he was arrested. He was remanded overnight and he was released the following morning. On his release, he arrived down in Tralee, County Kerry. He went into my mum's house, who lives in Spar Road, and my mother had seen a severe injuries to his body. Literally, his lip was actually busted open. He had lost some teeth. He had black and blue marks all over one side of his face. His ear, his left ear, was completely just black with blood, literally coming out of his ear. His throat was covered in black and blue marks, his hands, his fingers. So literally, practically his whole body was covered in black and blue marks. 2 days later, my brother passed away.
Helena, may I ask, did you witness your brother? Did you see him before he passed? Did you see him with these injuries yourself?
No, I didn't. My mom and my uncle and my brothers, my mom called my nephew to come down and take photos with his iPhone, obviously, to save the best images. So she have at least about 13 images of my brother John's injuries to his body, his face and his ear, his mouth, his throat. So no, I didn't see it on a personal level myself.
And on the day he was released from Garda custody, from a Garda station in Waterford, did he drive back to Kerry?
He did. He drove from County Waterford back down to Tralee.
When your family saw him with these injuries on his body, did he get medical attention? Did he go to the doctors?
My brother was not able to physically move. So he was so down and out from his injuries. My mom did try to convince him to go up to the hospital. But like I said, he could barely move his mouth or open his mouth. I think he was just distraught. Like, yes, an ambulance should have been called. But at the time, I was just thinking maybe, you know, in a few hours he'll come around and maybe he'll go.
He passed away 2 days later. Can you tell us the circumstances of his passing?
His house was next door to my mum's. And all I can tell you is that my sister went in. He was laid on the couch. He had the remote controller on his chest. Both his hands were on his chest. Sorry, one hand was kind of down and the other hand was on the remote control on his chest. The TV was on and John was dead.
I'm very sorry. That must have been devastating.
It was. It was totally devastating. It still is devastating because it's so recent. It's literally only weeks ago. So, yeah. And for my mom, because like that, I suppose he's years living next door, you know. So, yeah, it is devastating.
Was a post-mortem carried out?
There was a post-mortem. We didn't receive any yet.
So you say a post-mortem has been carried out, but you haven't got the results of that, the results of the autopsy.
Sorry, yeah, the results. Yeah.
Yeah. So you have nothing official as to state what caused your brother's death?
No, we've nothing back.
Again, that must be very hard to deal with. First of all, losing your brother, and second of all, trying to find out why he died.
Oh, 100%, yeah. If I think we might be able to come to some kind of terms or even to know what happened, just to have some bit of brief idea of when he was arrested. GSOC is claiming that there were no cameras working in the Garda station in County Waterford. So there's no video footage. There were no witnesses. So we're looking for answers just to see what did happen. What happened from the time he was arrested, from the time he was released in those hours? And then we come to terms with how he died and what he died from. We have photos minutes prior before his arrest with not one mark on his body. We have photos taken when he arrived back down to Tralee the following day, completely bruised. So we want answers. Where did these bruises and marks come out of?
Coming back to the autopsy, you're waiting for the results of that. Would it, I imagine it would help a great deal if, as a starter, if you got the results of the post-mortem. That would be a great help.
I think that'd be, it'd be more than a great help. I think the family need to know the answer of what actually caused my brother's death. You know, we don't want to be speculating. At the minute, we're just inquiring about the injuries. The external injuries to his body. We don't know at the minute about the internal injuries. So we would like the autopsy back just to see what was the cause of death.
A Garda spokesperson has told the Irish Examiner that it can't comment as the case is under investigation. And GSOC, which investigates the Gardaí, the Garda Síochána Ombudsman Commission, says it can't comment as the probes are active. Just because GSOC aren't commenting officially, do you appreciate that they need to have the time and space to do a thorough investigation?
Look, of course, GSOC have to do their investigations. And we are absolutely thrilled and delighted that GSOC did take over and is doing their investigations. But we're not getting any answers. John is deceased over 17 weeks. We have no autopsy back. We have no, we just don't have a thing back at the minute. And we are looking for answers. It's going on, it's kind of going on, and it's going on a bit too long. And we would just like some answers.
Are you getting legal advice on all of this?
Oh, we are. We have a solicitor and a barrister, both acting on John's case.
What sort of man was John like, your brother?
John was, he was very, he had loads of friends. He was a real, he was a real family man. Absolutely loved his daughter. He had one daughter, Priscilla, two grandkids, and he and absolutely adored his mum. Absolutely adored her, and she the same with him. And he was just, he was all the time happy and kind of a real happy-go-lucky kind of a lad. He'd kind of do a bit of painting, a bit of gardening, but the main thing, yeah, he did gardening.